How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. I'm here with Cathy O'Brien, and we're going to be delving in to Cathy's story. And it's quite an incredible journey you've been on, Cathy. It's quite a horrific journey you've been on, spanning quite a large list of traumas that have been inflicted upon you, government agencies, corruption, cover-up. The list goes on, right? But just for everyone watching at home, could you introduce yourself? Let us know who you are. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for giving me voice. I'm a CIA MK Ultra mind control survivor. I've been speaking out for over 35 years on MK Ultra mind control and healing from it. The first 30 years of my life, I was experiencing that horrific trauma until I was used on a White House Pentagon level. And the next 35 years, 36 years since then that I've been speaking out has been its own journey of being able to blow the whistle on such high-level perpetrators and their globalist agenda that we're seeing unfold today. So yeah, it's phenomenal. I think it's absolutely miraculous that I'm even alive, that I'm here. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to keep speaking out because this truth has got to come out. Knowledge is our defense against mind control. We've got to surpass censorship and get this truth out there so people know what in the world we are dealing with these days.
Yeah. Well, look, I'd like to delve into a little bit of your history, and then I'd like to delve into some of the real still existing atrocities that are taking place and what we could be building up to. But of course, all of your links are in the description, your books, your socials, all of that, and your website as well, Transformation. All your links are in the description. And let's just jump into this, Cathy. So take us back to the start of your story and just sort of take us through. Now, I know your story's out there, so we don't have to go super deep because I've got a lot. There's some stuff we got to delve into, Cathy, right? There's some stuff going on now that we need to pull apart that's going on in the world, and I feel like you're a great voice to have a say on it. So, but please,
yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. I was born into a multi-generational incest-based family in Muskegon, Michigan in 1957. My father was sexually and ritually abused. My mother was sexually abused and trafficked to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. These secret societies, these Masonic lodges, are where secrets on mind control are kept. The formula for mind control was brought into the U.S. through Project Paperclip in the wake of World War II, when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. With them came the formula for mind control. Within a couple years, the National Security Act was formed to keep the information secret on the mind control agenda, and the CIA was formed the same year to carry it out. So, you know, these kind of secrets, this deliberate plan, which ultimately today is termed the Agenda 2030. It's been called the Great Reset, the New World Order. It's been called different things, but the point is it's a slave society agenda. And it started with Nazi Germany. It had been found in Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. When we understand that formula for mind control is number one, trauma and fear, and then sleep, food, and water deprivation, we see why the trauma, why the focus on trauma is so horrific, that the pedophile agenda that's being pushed on a global scale is a continuation of the mind control agenda that began so very, very long ago. So by the time I was born in 1957, it was in full swing. My father's sexual abuse began in infancy before I could think to know what he was doing was wrong. But my brain knew, and that's an important thing everybody needs to understand, is our own mind-brain function. What happens in the mind of a child who is being sexually assaulted, the neuron pathways in the brain actually physically shut down around that trauma, compartmentalize it, and push it deep into the subconscious mind so the rest of the mind can develop and function normally. That's the mind's sane defense to trauma too horrible to comprehend. It's an amazing defense mechanism we have in our brain that we need to understand so that we can safeguard our free thought whenever trauma occurs. The sexual abuse my father was subjecting me to expanded into child pornography of me. More neuron pathways in my brain shut down around that trauma, repressed it deep in my subconscious. Then he was trafficking me to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge, where all the local politicians and law enforcement hung out. And more neuron pathways shut down. As all these neuron pathways are shutting down in my brain, I lost my conscious awareness, my free thought, even as my brain was forming. And that made me highly suggestible and easily led. It's what happens when we, with this pedophile agenda that's being pushed. I was used in blackmail operations since I was a little itty bitty toddler. And I have seen in my lifetime now where what I was subjected to as a little bitty child has moved into the child sex trafficking, most lucrative business on the planet, and probably all of history. And it's happened because people didn't realize what happens in the mind of a child, but the CIA certainly knew. So when my father was caught sending child pornography of me through the US mails, he was approached by a local politician I had been trafficked to, and told he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into the CIA's MKUltra mind control project. My father did. It shows how long courts have been corrupted to allow for the proliferation of pedophilia. National security was invoked. My father went free, and I was sold into slavery. That local politician was Gerald Ford. He went on to become the unelected president of the United States. As Ford's political career escalated, so too did my victimization in MKUltra until I was used on a White House Pentagon level and exposed to the globalist agenda and global perpetrators. So that was my childhood and ultimately how I ended up in the position that I was used in the first 30 years of my life.
Well, there's two things I would like to touch on. First one is, it sounds like, I mean, we know that this global PDF bloodline cabal, whatever we want to call the upper echelons, right? Put whatever name you want on it, right? We know this has been going on for centuries, okay? But it feels like what you said about World War II and the mind control, it feels like that's when the steroids were injected to this. And it sounds like what you went through was effectively the dry run for the upscaling of what we see now. It seems like if nothing's got better, Kathy.
Right.
Everything's got worse. Like everything has gotten worse. And there was another point that you made, and I'm quite a massive part of your story, and that is the underage children that are brought to the White House and a history of this kind of abuse. Now,
Yes.
this has been going on, like you say, for decades, right? And now we're in 2026. We've got the Epstein files. What is it like for you, Kathy, right? Living through what you've lived through, and there's not a big freaking MK Ultra file. There's not a Kathy, we admit everything file,
Right.
but there's a big Epstein file, right? And seeing all of that, it must like infuriate you because nothing's happened.
It saddens me deeply for all the children that have been hurt all these years while people weren't listening. My 1995 testimony for Congress, Transformation of America, proved all of this and what we're experiencing today. The evidence was overwhelming and national security was invoked on it. And I think if that truth had come out. You know, to me, the ultimate justice is positive change through public awareness. But that takes awareness. It takes truth getting out there. And censorship has been, you know, paralyzing people's progress forward to be able to embrace this pertinent information that they need to effectively protect our children going forward. So, to me, that's the hard part is knowing all the children that have been and continue to be hurt while people are have yet to become aware of exactly what in the world is going on. My concerns, like the Epstein files, there's been so many times throughout my lifetime that I thought, oh, this is it. This is going to break the story. You know, Michael Jackson, that's going to break the whole MK Ultra story. JonBenet Ramsey, that's going to do it. You know, I just kept thinking that something was going to break it. And then when mind control masked as a virus was unleashed on the global population, 2020, to allow for this globalist agenda to reclaim control over the minds of the population that was waking up, that I thought that would be the one that would get people to see. And ultimately, in many ways, it has, because throughout these years, I've seen where people have been waking up more and more and more. The more that the media tries to suppress information, it seems the more people are waking up. In the US right now, we just had the MK Ultra hearings that were supposed to happen on May 13th. And they were postponed right at the last minute, you know, under national security. And then the MK Ultra files that had yet to be, some have been released, but there were boxes of them that were immediately confiscated by the CIA to keep the information quiet. And, you know, it's so outrageous that this keeps going on. And yet, as
Sorry, carry on, Kathy. Sorry. I
the
just.
more they cover up, the more information comes out, you know, because it's like people are saying, why was that postponed? Why were those documents stolen? Why is there nothing more in the news? You know, so it's actually how happening more and more. This great awakening is real. We just need to be able to get the information out full bore on exactly what we're dealing with, because having been around these perpetrators, they are using mind control to usher in their globalist agenda and align us with artificial intelligence. They have to dumb us way down to align us with artificial intelligence. You know, they got to take away our wisdom. And if
They've
we
kind of
think,
mastered making us beg for the things we don't want, Kathy.
yes,
They really
yes,
have. Do you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? I use the analogy of if you look at the iPhone 1 and then you look at the iPhone 17. The iPhone 1 made calls and sent texts and had a touch screen. And then 17 versions later, you've got your banking information, it's got your thumbprint, it scans your face, there's a tracker, there's an HD camera. It's wild, right?
Yeah.
How slow the grooming process into that dependency was. And that's just with a freaking mobile phone. That's not, I mean, we see the big evil overlord plan now, but it wasn't such a clear plan with the iPhone 1. And by the time we've gotten to where we are now, we're so dependent on it. And we've all just kind of went, when the hell did this happen? Like, I remember when losing my phone wasn't really a big deal. It was a massive inconvenience. But now there's dudes that open their house door, right, with their phone. Kathy, that's too many eggs in one basket for me. But it's
Yeah.
that slow process, right? And
Yes.
then before you know it, we're dependent on these things. And I just want to ask you, when it comes to the different, I mean, is division the right word of the MK Ultra system, right? There was subcategories that dealt with different areas, I would imagine. And one thing I wanted to ask you about was the government trying to experiment on making psychics or people who were clairvoyant and things like this, where they're using trauma to try and pull that out of people? Did you ever experience or see anyone that went through anything like that?
Well, it's a natural part of the brain, actually, that they're trying to understand and capitalize on. It's like these perpetrators are not like us, and they do not like us. They're completely different. They're very low vibration, dark negative energy force. They feed off of dark negative energy. They feed off of fear and trauma. They feed off of that kind of division and hatred. It's their vibration. Their greatest fear is the strength of the human spirit and the infinite power of love, because it's too high of a vibration for them to reach. That would be like darkness creeping in on light. It can't happen that way. And they know that. The only thing they can do is manipulate our minds to keep us from accessing the strength of the human spirit, from accessing the wisdom and that infinite power of love. And that's in that regard, mind control is a spiritual warfare. They're keeping us from these other aspects of our brain, again, to align us with artificial intelligence. They really have to dumb us down. Wisdom outthinks their criminal minds every time. Wisdom outthinks artificial intelligence. We have so much more brain capacity than they can manipulate. And ultimately, when I endured so much deliberate MKUltra mind control, the tortures and trauma, and shut down the neuron pathways in my conscious mind, it blasted my brain into the more primitive parts, like the heightened intuitions, the telepathy, photographic memory, the ability to foresee of the future, the psychic intuitions. We all have this in our brain. They're just not used. We're already not using so much of our brain, but these are aspects that we need to use. And they don't know how to use that kind for themselves or to bring it into artificial intelligence. So they study that aspect of the traumatized mind. It's not that that part of our brain is bad. It's that they're studying it for nefarious purposes,
Of
when in
course.
fact, it's a defense mechanism of our brain, as I describe in my latest book, Align with the Divine. And it's all about that aspect of our brain and the heightened senses that we all have. We all need to come back to our senses in order to have the wisdom to outthink this nefarious criminal minds and artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and it's one of those things with technology where things progress really fast. And I think a lot of people's fear is a world ever accepting that we should be governed by AI. AI should be serving humanity on a, hey, organize these notes, or hey, recolor this for me. Or do you see what I mean? It should be a convenient addition to mankind. But do you know what really annoys me, Kathy? Right? Like, see all these ideas. See if we lived in a world that wasn't run by bastard lunatics, right? All these ideas are brilliant. One world currencies and, like a chip in your hand that you can pay for everything. All these are great when it's not mental cases that are running the world. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's kind of annoying, right? Because things could run a lot smoother if we were a bit more utopian and it wasn't these monsters that were in charge. Because after the Epstein files, after the nothingness, after what seems to me, right? I'm pretty sure, Kathy, this is how it went. There's no Epstein files. Oh, wait, we found the Epstein files. We're going to invade Greenland. We've just invaded that South American country. Do you want to see the alien files? Do you want to see the UFOs war in Iran? Right? We're all still waiting. I feel like this is, do you know this, what it feels like? It feels like the police have come to the door and it's a house party and I'm stalling them while everyone leaves through the back door. That's what it feels like, Kathy. And look at how many people have left the USA. This huge cover up. There's no, that we can no longer, even if you're one of these skeptical people that are like, oh, well, you know, we want to believe people like Kathy, we want to believe all this, all the rest of it, right? But you're just too dumb to realize what's in front of you. Look at the emails, bro. Look at the email. Like, so now we know that stories like Kathy's, which obviously we knew were true anyway, have been like completely bolstered by the world's ignorance, the fact that no one has done anything. None of the Arab Emirates, none of their princes or sheikhs, none done nothing. In the UK, we had two little arrests that led to basically nothing. And in America, everyone's just going, what's a PDF file? I mean, we're going to have to Google that. I mean, what's going on here? How are we meant to get past this, Kathy? How are we meant to get past this weaponization of ignorance? Because I feel like we're so dialed in to going, oh, what do you mean all of these world leaders are PDF files? Huh, you can't expect the government to do anything about it. They're stupid and they're the government. That's how we think. Those are the people that are in charge of our countries. So they've weaponized this ignorance that we see, that they'll drop the ball every time. How do we get past this? How can we possibly trust ever again that they're ever going to have our best interests at heart? And how can we move past all that?
I think we need to consider that they won't, and that we need to take self-responsibility and govern ourselves. You know, I think people need to remember who they are, why they're here, go within and claim their wisdom, claim the victory we've been born with as humans, that these perpetrators fear so much. You know, they have been dumbing us down for generations now. The MK Ultra project I was born into was a sub-project, Monarch, and that is a multi-generational project. And it's because it found in Hitler Himmler research that after three generations, any knowledge base, abuse base, or belief system becomes autogenic in the brain. It's passed down genetically. And they thought, well, anybody who was in an incest-based family, they were passing down this already heightened suggestibility that made me a target for MKUltra mind control. They wanted to do that to the whole population. So the Agenda 2030, as often referred to as a 100-year plan, is because it would take over three generations to create, to dumb us down to that point. And I've watched that plan unfold to we're at this point now where people are dumbed down. But I'm living proof. Soul is stronger than genetics. We just need to know the truth. We need to know who and what we're up against. Understand it's a small handful of perpetrators. We are by far the majority. And it is inexcusable that we allow them to manipulate our brilliant minds and lives anymore. We have got the saving grace within us. We need to remember who we are, why we're here, gather that strength of spirit, and start standing up, protect our own children. Stop waiting on government to do it. Big government's not going to protect them. They're not going to help us. They're doing it to us. We have got to start taking that responsibility and realize this whole society has been structured wrong. It has been for generations now to allow these handful of puppet masters at the top who, again, are not like us and do not like us. I don't care if we call them aliens or demons or whatever we want to call them. The fact is, we have got the victory. We are who they fear because of the strength of spirit. But in order to reclaim that, we first have to reclaim our free thought. Because I know from my experience in MKUltra mind control that without free thought, there's no free will. Without free will, there's no soul expression. If we don't have our soul expression, we lose our discernment of truth, our compassion for each other, and our ability to go within ourselves, align with that divine, align with that strength of the human spirit and the infinite power of love, and start living our life's purpose. Stop following these global leaders that we didn't elect. You know, why are we following big government, big pharma, big tech, big cult-to-cult religion to tell us how to live our lives? Because we have been conditioned to for generations now. It's time to wake up and gather that strength of spirit and stop complying. You know, we've got so much. We have so much. We've been blessed with the victory. Come on, people, claim it. You know, this is ridiculous. We allow such a low vibration, dark, negative energy force to manipulate our brilliant minds. We have the victory.
Well, this is it. And when you talk about us being dumbed down, right?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't one for the doom scrolling, okay, until over the last sort of year. And I can't believe how much it has dumbed down my attention span. You know, I used to love sitting on documentaries and things like this, and I would just passively absorb information. And now you get stuck in these endless cycles of scrolling. So I've banned myself from short form content for a little while, because it is quite interesting when you see a difference in yourself just off something as simple as these micro dopamine hits that they are using to control our attention span. And trust me, the number one currency in the world isn't gold. It is your attention. That is by far the most powerful currency in the world. And if they can dumb you down, make you more controllable, okay? And the lucky few that fully get sucked in by the chemtrails and the programming and the music and the doom scrolling, you're the ones that are going to be the most pliable. And it's quite scary when you realize these are, because when you notice it in yourself and you're like, no one's dragged me to a bunker and sat and doom scrolled for me, Kathy, I've willingly just started doing it. So that kind of blows my mind. Right. So let's circle back. And you mentioned Project Monarch. Can we talk a little bit about some of the lesser known subcategories of the MKUltra machine? I don't really know what the right terminology is here, Kathy, for this, but the subcategories or the subdivisions of the MKUltra that might not get talked about as much, but we feel like we should know as much as we possibly can on this. So could we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's different sub-projects. The one that I'm familiar with because of my life's experience is Monarch. But I'm also aware that there were projects that even closely related to it for mass media manipulation because repetition is the most basic form of mind control. Other aspects of mind control that are being imposed on humanity are the sleep, food, and water deprivation. Look at how much people are working 9 to 5, 5 to 9, put food on the table that's bioengineered and genetically altered to starve our brains. And the water being tainted with fluoride and who knows what other chemicals. You know, all these keep our brain from firing properly. Again, mind control shuts down neuron pathways. We need them open. We need to be using our brilliant minds. We need to get them firing again. And scrolling on a cell phone is not going to get that firing. What helps to get it firing is to pick up a pen and paper and write, because the very act of moving a pen activates the logic, critical analysis part of the brain. So it shifts emotionally incomprehensible trauma, fear, grief, anything over to logic where it's written out on paper and consciously seen. All of a sudden healing happens psychiatrically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. Everything happens by moving a pen. That's why another sub-project aimed at the school system took writing by hand out of the school system in order to keep those brain from firing. So there's different projects, different sub-projects, but ultimately the goal is all the same, to shut down those neuron pathways, to make us forget that we have all the power. They only have as much power as we give them or let them steal. So, you know, we need to understand, regardless of the projects, regardless of how many generations this has been going on, what we're seeing isn't new. What's new is that we're finally seeing it. And awareness is the first step towards positive, necessary change. And the necessary change is to get our brains firing again, you know, open those neuron pathways and overcome every aspect of MK Ultra that's been imposed on humanity for generations now.
I think people still have their minds blown, Kathy, when they find out that it's happening right now on a global scale.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? I think when we talk about mind control, I think people, a lot of people, go very sci-fi and very, very, you know, machines plugged into people and radio frequencies. And we're there. We're kind of there now, right?
Yeah.
But Spielberg has a new movie coming out. We spoke about it before this, Disclosure Day. There's a scene in that where there's what looks like a CIA black suit guy sitting in a big metal chair. He puts on the what looks like the freaking metal helmet of doom, and his eyes go over, and you see him then take control of someone's mind remotely. How prevalent was trying to remote control people, shall we say, from one place to another? How much of an endgame plot was that for the MK Ultra?
Absolutely a part of it, and they went through different phases with it too. Ultimately, Big Pharma has a huge aspect of that they benefit off financially and otherwise from manipulating minds. But back when I was in MK Ultra, one of the main ways they were manipulating minds was through harmonics, frequencies, both audible and subaudible frequencies, because just like trauma shuts down neuron pathways in the brain, they could use those frequencies to shut down neuron pathways, compartmentalize memory. And it even in harmonics, you know, like how if you hear a song that maybe you fell in love to or something, it kind of takes you back to a squish moment of, oh yeah, we fell in love with that, you know, that's so beautiful. And, you know, it kind of takes you back to that moment because of the way that harmonics alone affect the neuron pathways in the brain. Well, they have taken that, you know, to the next level and the next level. And we've got all the frequencies around us and the 5G and everything else. You know, ultimately, the best thing we can do for ourselves is to shut down all devices and get out in nature and, you know, just reground into the earth, feel the earth beneath our feet and the wind in our hair, the sun on our skin, you know, just to hear nature. You know, we've got to get back to that aspect so that we can cut off some of those frequencies and the ways that we're being manipulated by that vibrational frequency. I think one thing that fascinates me now is how the artificial intelligence, the computerization has actually moved into a more telepathic aspect. You know, people talk about it all the time. They'll be thinking about something and then all of a sudden the ads pop up, or, you know, they need to accomplish a task and then they go in and the ads up on their computer of what they were thinking about. You know, it proves that our brains emit a frequency and that they are being, those frequencies are being manipulated. When we realize that, we raise our own vibration and say, no, you know, consciousness overrides it, but we need to be consciously aware that it's happening. So
you're right. You're really right. And when we talk about quantum computing, right, and AI, it was a few years ago, Kathy, and now listen, bear with me, side chat. There was an app that was brought out maybe 5-6 years ago. It was called Randonautica, right? And it was an app that you downloaded, and it was allegedly running off of a very sophisticated quantum computer that could interpret your intentions. So you would open the app, and you would ask it to take you to some animals, or take you to money, or take you somewhere, and it would drop a pin in Google Maps and you would go there. And don't get me wrong, Kathy, 90% of it is fake YouTube content. But a couple of times some kids asked to find a body, and a couple of times kids found bodies in suitcases. One very famous one under a bridge in LA. This was all documented. So that got me going down a big rabbit hole, Kathy, of quantum computing, will and intent, okay, and how All of that sounds exactly like what you would learn if you were learning magic, right? Will and intent and belief and all of this. And then AI came out and I started using AI. And there's been occasions, Kathy, where I'm pretty sure I've thought something and not typed it. And I've got what I've thought and not what I've typed back from the AI. And I think you're completely on the ball with how. And listen, just if anyone wants to go into the science, go and just look into quantum computers. They're literally little, they're tiny little things, and they pop in and out of existence and come out, leave our existence with no information, and then come back from wherever the hell they've been with information. It's wild. It's documented. Go and check it out. We're just going to see more of this, right? I mean, this is what the tinfoil hat era was warning us about, Kathy. All right, this is what they were trying to tell us, right? So what can we do to use this for our own advantage? Okay, because we often talk about all of the things that the evil overlords use against us. How can we start turning the table? Okay, because it's one thing to hit them in their pockets and shop wiser and try and cut them out of our lives, right? But with all of their technology lying in front of us, is there a way, do you think, for us to be able to contribute positively with our will and intent through these devices?
Absolutely. Knowledge is our defense against the manipulation of it. And we've got to have that kind of awareness. It's like knowing the magic, knowing how the magic trick works. Once you understand how it's done, it loses its spell. It breaks the spell. It's the same with mind control. Once you understand it, it breaks the spell. And that's how it is on all of this. Back in the mid-80s, I was at Bohemian Grove, and George Bush Sr. was there. And this is in my testimony, Transformation of America. But he was talking about artificial intelligence and how artificial intelligence was already ahead of us. And that was before people even really knew about computers, let alone about the artificial intelligence aspect. And watching all this unfold through the years has not been the least bit frightening to me, because I have the full realization that wisdom outthinks their criminal minds and artificial intelligence every time, because we have height and depth. We've got the energy behind it. We have a higher frequency. We have the overriding, prevailing frequency where we can overcome any of that. But it takes the conscious awareness. It takes the conscious understanding. It takes the conscious knowledge that breaks the spell, so to speak, so that we're the ones who are in control. And allow, if we're going to use artificial intelligence in any way, we would choose to direct it instead of allow it to direct us or to write our sentences for us or anything else. We need to know where to draw that line in order to stop it from manipulating us. Because of what I experienced, what I witnessed, how I saw all this come into being and unfolding through the years, it has been easy for me to refused to comply. Ever since I healed in 1988 and started my healing process, I have not complied with any kind of mind manipulation at all. I didn't comply with Mind Control Masters of Virus 2020. I don't comply with media's repetitive narrative. I don't comply with artificial intelligence at all, because I like my own brain now that I can use it. I'm so amazed with what we're capable of. I'm so amazed with these brilliant minds we've been given and all the heightened capabilities and ultra senses that we have that are so much more important than being dumbed down to align with artificial intelligence. We all know how stupid it is anytime we have to deal with it on a telephone to get something done. to get past, talk to a person,
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
it's
Listen.
so hard
Yeah,
because
I'm with you. I'm with
it's
you.
not smart.
Do you think we are on a trajectory to the end goal being they strip away the intelligence, they strip away the communication, they strip away culture, they strip away community? Is love the last thing they want to strip out of us? They want a race of fearful, controlled idiots who are going to marry AI computer-generated avatars, and we're going to have a planet of traditionally loveless human husks. Is that where we're heading? Is this their end game? Because we have good and bad in the world, right? The wolf has to eat the stag, bad for the stag, good for the wolf. Okay. And it's the same with love and evil, right? You can take the most loving person and the most evil person, and if they just stand still and don't act and say nothing for their whole life, that evil or love has no impact on the world, right? It has to be acted upon in order for it to be impacted. And I think that if they can have us all in a state of redefining what we consider love and attachment to people,
Yes.
I think that's the end game for them, because they're not. If you are capable of love, okay, those who are capable of love aren't capable of evil. The two can't exist in the one body, right? It doesn't work, right? And they're not like us. You said that again. Reptiles, demons, aliens, whatever you want to call them, right? Sock puppets, all right, whatever. They're not like us, and I think the only way for them to make us like them, okay, is to remove our capability of loving how we do empathetically like humans. And if once that gone is gone, is that not then the definition of humanity gone? That's how I feel about it. How do you feel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our humanity is under attack. Our family unit is. Even human procreation of through the transgender movement and everything else that's just being imposed is to eradicate our humanity because, again, having been around them, that's what they fear the most. It's where we win and they lose by natural design, by divine design. It's how we're made. So they need to eradicate that. When I was in my healing process and reclaiming my free thought, I didn't know who I was at all. And I needed to find out who I am. And I found who I am at the base core energy of my being. And that being is love. When we go within and take it down to non-emotional, taught rules and regulation, just going into the base core energy of who we are inside. That energy is love, the strength of the human spirit, the infinite power of love. That energy is the most powerful force in the universe. And if we can undefine love and go back to the base core energy, we'll see that we have the victory that cannot be stripped from us unless we believe it is stripped from us. And again, knowledge breaks the spell.
You know what
So.
really annoys me, Kathy, right? You know what really grinds my gears with all of this, right? Is for years I heard all of my light using super Wiccan-y hippie friends talking about it's all about love, man. It's all about love, right? And it's such a cliche, right? And big shout out Danny Henderson. Danny Henderson changed me, this woman, right? And
I
she
love
was
her.
the one. How can you not love Danny Henderson, right? She's a legend, right?
She is love.
She really is, right? So
Yes.
she was the one that eventually the penny dropped, and I got it. I mean, it is, but it's not as simple as let's all just go hug trees and love everything. It's so
Right.
much deeper. And it's the capability
Yes.
of love and receiving love and empathy. And the difference between looking at a bunch of kittens and going, oh my God, they're just so cute, and drowning them in a bucket.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's that level of just polar opposite. And when you eventually understand the universe, all of, if you think that there's not something fishy going on with the governments, with our mind, with powers that we don't understand, have you ever freaking heard what a tuning fork will do to you, side chat? I have, and it freaking blew my mind, okay? Because vibration, frequency, all of this, we keep circling back to it all. Billions of government research, billions in evil scientist overlord research into things that are, they sound like trivial hocus pocus, right? How can a vibration have anything to do with anything, Kathy, right? And it's the simplicity of love vibration that makes it so easy for us to overlook.
Yes.
Because all of the subtleties that have been here since this ball in the freaking universe began, that have been stripped away, that we've been told are heresy, we've been told that you'll be burnt at the stake for if you act and do these things. They're so subtle that over the centuries we've just been programmed not to see them. And I'm of the pool of thought that all people are gifted, and it's inside us all. It's like blinking, right? We used to do all these things like blinking, Kathy, but they've slowly filtered out the parts that they can rent back to us. They don't want Kathy and I calling each other up with our brains, going, lattes this afternoon and a croissant, Kathy, through our brains. They want us buying a mobile phone and paying a monthly subscription. Phone, Kathy, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it all. And it's maddening the simplicities that we've been conditioned to overlook, Kathy. I don't know where you stand with all of that, but that's really where I feel. And give me your take on that, but then give us the evil overlords' understanding and their use and control through vibration, frequency, and those sort of things, if you can.
Well, we need to get away from the frequency again and reground with nature and the earth. And ultimately, that's why I wrote A Line with the Divine, because people who know what I've been through the first 30 years of my life couldn't fathom how, not only how I healed from all that, but how I was able to move forward in life with such joy. And it's because of having embraced the magnitude of what we've all been blessed with, these amazing, brilliant minds that we all have. When intelligence insider Mark Phillips, who is working the highest levels of intelligence mind sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought, he's the one who lifted my daughter Kelly and me out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp in 1988. Mark was livid when he saw children being taken in and out of the White House and how mind control was undermining humanity, how judges and people in positions of power and influence were being blackmailed into compliance with this handful of puppet masters at the top of all this. And Mark found our birthright information on healing from mind control, our defense against mind control, buried under national security for generations, because they thought, well, if we forget that we have all the power after three generations, we won't even think to remember that we have that power. And Mark wanted to be able to release that back to humanity, but he was bound by laws of sedition. So he lifted my daughter and me out and handed me keys to my own mind. By the time Mark came along in 1988, 30 years into torturous MK Ultra mind control, I had no idea that good people even existed in the world. And I couldn't think to trust Mark. But when Mark came to rescue my daughter and me, he also rescued our farm animals. He knew that anyone who abuses children abuses animals and vice versa. So he rescued our cows and horses and guineas and chickens and dogs and cats and, you know, loaded them all up too, and took us all to safety. Well, for me, having been blasted into those primitive parts of my brain, I had senses like an animal senses. Mm-hmm. I had the telepathic capability. And I had this horse. I love my horse. If I needed to go anywhere on the farm, she would just walk up to me, I'd throw a leg over, no saddle, no bridle, no words. We would go wherever I needed to. She'd bring me back. If she saw my handler, she would go the other way. When she saw Mark, she walked up to Mark, looked him in the eye, and loaded herself on the horse trailer. That told me everything I needed to know. That was such a miraculous, mind-blowing moment in so many ways that it opened my mind to being able to think, to trust Mark. It was like if the animals could sense to do it, I could sense to do it. And ultimately, we all need to tap back into those senses in order to be able to have discernment necessary for going forward, to remember who we are and why we're here, to learn to trust each other again, to be able to trust in love, to be able to open our eyes and minds to the miracles that are unfolding all around us, the synchronicity, this whole other aspect of life that we have forgotten about for generations is just waiting for us all to rediscover it. And the extreme of my life's experiences really gave me a deep insight into that aspect. And it's something that I want to share with everyone so that we can move forward faster and get back to living life the way it's intended to be lived, in harmony with each other and harmony with nature and animals. And, to get away from this nonsense that is continuously imposed if we gravitate to that lower vibration frequency like we've been conditioned to.
Yeah, it feels like a balance of nature and human progression is so such an easy concept. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, the amount of times where I've sat and done my admin sat out on grass in the sunshine. You know, it's finding that balance, right? And the world is not, it's not, it does not encourage you, right? I mean, it's not the most pleasant place. I mean, a lot of places, I live in Edinburgh, right? I mean, it's a beautiful city, but people don't have a lot of choices, and society and culture and community seems to have broken down quite a lot. And there is a balance to be found with all of this. But it's finding the balance that puts the scales in our favor with these evil monsters and their plan that doesn't seem to be coming to an end. And I'll tell you something else. So you mentioned this earlier. It's like the more we talk about it and the more we know about it, the less anything actually gets done and the more that seems to be happening. We're talking about it more, we're educating us people more. But again, we circle back to their weaponization of their own ignorance. Well, we can't expect the president to do something about all of the children being kidnapped and turned into jerky. You know? Do you see what I mean? And that's the scary part for me. And I'm hoping that we're going to see something moving forward that starts to put hold people accountable, Kathy, right? Because Kathy, you're not the only person, right? And you are what I would imagine, and I use this term very loosely, Kathy, but you must be one of the lucky ones, Kathy, right? And I mean, it's
I'm
really
so
not
blessed.
like it's a harsh term, it's a harsh thing to say because there must have been thousands and thousands that did not make it past initiation week, right? And people find it hard, right, when we talk about the weaponizing of DID, right, and fracturing people's minds. And oh well, if this was all true, somebody would have went to court about it. Really? So you're a lady in your 50s and you're trying to go to court with a medical file this thick that says you've got five other people trapped in your head, and there's a judge that's going to take that seriously. I don't think so. And it's such a devastating tool used, especially for what I believe are called legacy survivors, where there's people that are put back out into the world. And it's almost like they've been chosen to be the ones to be sent back out and tell the story and to see nothing ever come of it. It's almost like another twisted part of their game. What's your take on DID, how it's weaponized through trauma, and not even just with the evildoers that run the world. This goes right down to the mums and dads that do horrific things.
Yeah.
It seems to be very prolific, Kathy.
Yeah, I love that I had to make a note on that weaponization of ignorance. It's exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. And one of the great signs of that, I think, is this whole pedophile agenda that I'm trying to sell, that it's a sexual preference. And it's not. It's a control mechanism. And if we understand our own mind-brain function, we'll realize that it is causing a de-evolution of humanity. You know, that is their ultimate point. Again, our humanity is under attack. So, you know, that ignorance, that conditioning is something that we've got to overcome. And the truth will free us from it. But people have been educated, miseducated for so long to allow for this kind of criminal activity to go on and for them to be dumbed down and for our children to be attacked. I mean, it's absurd to think that child sex trafficking is the most lucrative business on the planet. Children are being trafficked and harvested, and the parents feel helpless to be able to protect their own children. You know, when did we reach that point? You know, we gotta realize our own power again and start taking responsibility, but we got to understand our own mind-brain function, how we have been conditioned into compliance, and stop following these self-appointed, self-anointed global leaders that we didn't elect. What, even if we did, why elect any? Why not just live life's purpose? When we gather that strength of spirit and live with soul expression, we naturally unite. Humanity does. We don't divide there anymore. We're stronger together. We gain that collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness is its own vibrational frequency and our ultimate victory. I feel like in my lifetime, I have seen this great awakening, you know, happening, people waking up more and more. We've passed critical mass, you know, like my daughter Kelly was saying the other day, the Great Awakening is real, but people sure have a long way to go to catch up. And they do. I mean, we have a lot to learn. We have a lot to explore. And it's going to take being able to get information out there. That information is not going to come through controlled media or through media's repetitive narrative. It's going to come through people like you who are getting truth out there and allowing for people to educate themselves and break that spell and rise above this imposed manipulation.
Oh, do you know what? Do you know the problem we're running up against, right? Mainstream media on the side of the bad guys. They won't admit it. They're on the side of the bad guys.
This media,
when people come to get educated on this, I've got to say, oh, a bunch of children were R'd by a bunch of PDF files. And it's like, it's completely stripping away the reality of the situation. Now, Kathy, I've always described this topic, anything involving child abuse, is the metaphorical, your hand above a candle flame. At some point, your brain pulls your hand away because it goes, I've had enough of that. I need to get away from this. That is what most people's brains are like on this topic. Do you know what I'm saying? And by mainstream media not really holding people accountable and the new media having to dumb ourselves down, we are collectively removing how serious the impact of all this is, I think. And Rupert Lowe, a politician in the UK, he stood and read out the testimonies from the grooming gang survivors, right, in Parliament yesterday. And people needed to hear this, okay? They needed to hear about the dogs and the broken bottles and the four men holding a 12-year-old down with her arms and legs as she was screaming. They need to hear that, Kathy, because I think somewhere along the line, the world, people just hearing children being abused has lost its magnitude with people. They're so used to hearing it, I don't really think they get it. I think they think that a bunch of kids are being shouted at in a corner. I really do think that sometimes. And it really put in perspective the brutal, horrific brutality of child abusers.
Yes.
And that's on a grass, that's on a people you'll bump into on the streets level. That's not, we're not talking elites. We are talking about several policemen, which is another issue. When it comes to the dumbing down of this topic, right, do you feel that that is just the tactic that's being used to spread, to counteract the spread of this information?
I see, you know, again, that the Project Monarch aspect, the multi-generational aspect, the conditioning that has affected people, not only what they pass down genetically, but when you consider that the pedophile agenda has picked up so much momentum that a vast majority of people have been horribly abused. This is a traumatic planet anyway. So if it's not sexual abuse and rape of a child and the human hunting games and, you know, all else that the kids have endured, when we understand that dissociative identity disorder that you mentioned and the compartmentalization of memory, where the brain's defense, you know, compartmentalizes, shuts down the neuron pathways and represses it so the rest of the mind can function normally. Well, there's a point where it's not functioning normally at all when you're losing all that conscious thought and the brain's not firing properly. So we've got not only that multi-generational effect of dumbing down, but we've also got the repressed memory effect of it, where someone who's been so horribly abused in their childhood, they can't think to bring it to mind, to listen to someone say, well, this is what the abuse entails, and this is what happened to me. They don't want to hear it, because if they hear that, it might trigger their own memory, and they're going to have to deal with their own issues. And I have found that people are pretty much mentally lazy. You know, they don't want to deal with their own issues. They don't want to have to take self-responsibility. They have been conditioned for so long that they'd rather just go with the flow. So the education we need for waking people up has got to include a measure of healing in that process, because so much of what people don't want to hear about is because they don't want to know their own truth. We've got to know our own truth.
Yeah. And, you know, humans don't like change. Okay. That's why it took them 25 years to go from iPhone 1 to 17. If they just brought out the phone and went, you're putting your whole life on this, Kathy, your whole life's going on this, we would have pushed back, right? It's that slow, unnoticeable change, okay? Like, it really is infuriating, because if humans like change, the snooze button would never have been invented, Kathy. Okay. If humans were capable of going, right thing to do, doing it right now, at this second, snooze button wouldn't exist, okay? I'm a slave to that snooze button. That's what I'm a slave to, okay? Because I'm the worst for it, the worst. And that resistance to making quick change, I think people need to understand that. When you try and you think, oh, I want to be part of this, I want to help, I want to contribute, and then you feel like you're doing so much that it becomes almost impossible to find a way to contribute, because you try and take on way too much and try and do too much change too quick. What would be your advice to people to try and get into routines to help raise their frequencies and move away from these things, Kathy?
Number one, heal themselves first. You know, everybody needs to pick up pen and paper and go through that healing process of opening neuron pathways in their own brain. You know, I suggest everyone write out their fear, write out their trauma, write out grief, guilt, whatever it is that's immobilizing them, and then add a solution. Because if you have to think in terms of a solution, you're opening more neuron pathways in the brain. It's like rising above the storm, so to speak. It gives you a clear view forward and what can be done. So I think everyone everywhere needs to do that. We've got to get writing by hand back in the school system. Typing does not do the same thing. These keyboards on the typewriters and certainly twiddling thumbs on a cell phone does not open neuron pathways in the brain the way that moving a pen on paper does. Besides, that gets us away from the frequencies, you know. So everyone everywhere should start with that step and start their healing process. Then get out in their community, talk to each other, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. Make a difference right there. Get active in their school system. Get active in the community in making sure that we have good judges, that we have secured elections free of electronic voting machines that were designed to put perpetrators in positions of power. We need to realize that it's up to us to make these differences. Big government's not going to do it for us. They're doing it to us. We've got to start getting active. Get active in the churches. See what's empowering the people rather than manipulating the people to tithe more or get more money from them. If anything that's fear-based is a basis for mind control. So truth freezes from fear. We got to know that truth
Truth
and we
freezes
arm
from fear.
ourselves with that truth and then get out in our community and get active. You know, this is how we start making the difference. Above all, make a difference right in your own home. Protect your children. Raise them to be able to think beyond artificial intelligence, beyond don't use the devices to babysit, you know. We've got to
For
get
sure.
active and reclaim our humanity on just simply by going within. Be quiet for a while. That's a really good
Just
thing.
turn everything off for a day. It's crazy.
Yes.
Like it's mad when the only thing you can hear is the gentle hum of your fridge, right?
Right.
But
Yeah.
you're like two rooms away from it. It's crazy when you turn everything off and you don't really realize how much just white noise we just kind of zone out on a daily basis. And Kathy, is there anything that you feel is the most misconstrued part of your journey when you meet people or you're trying to tell them about it? What do you feel is the most misconstrued part of MK Ultra and the survivors?
Probably not knowing how prevalent it is and how we've all been affected by it. There's so many survivors emerging right now, and I'm so excited that there are so many, you know, like the brilliance of my friend Dr. Juliet Engel, you know, and what she brings to the table on the MK Ultra information and the declassification of MK Ultra documents, many of them, thousands of pages declassified, so people can look into it and research it for themselves. You know, that has been allowing for way more survivors to come forward. And I'm not as concerned with the disbelief of other people. My focus is more on being able to help all these survivors to reclaim their free thought, free will, to be able to heal from within themselves, free of outside input by ignorant therapists, you know, and or anybody else. You know, they need to just go within. So my focus is empowering people with that, because so much of our society has been structured to perpetuate a victim mentality and to keep people beaten down so that they're more compliant. We need to overcome that. And I think survivors can really light that path forward. So, wherever people's level of disbelief is, it's something that I understand to a large degree, not only how they've been conditioned for generations, but because they don't want to deal with their own issues. It's all going to happen in its own time. But in the meantime, people everywhere, I'm so overwhelmingly busy because people are wanting to know, okay, what can I do? How do I do it? How do I reclaim? You know, they're ready for this, which is, you know, I've got a healing trilogy out there now. I've got PTSD Time to Heal. Those are the methods that The birthright healing methods that intelligence insider Mark Phillips taught me for healing from within. It's within us all to heal. I've got resolutions, which is how to access your own subconscious mind to take self-control. And then align with the divine, which is how to move forward in light of these infinite capabilities that these brilliant minds of ours actually have, and how animals will bring us back to our senses. So this is information that I'm eager to get out there. I've spoke for over 35 years on the problem, on revealing what's in transformation of America, who these perpetrators are, what their game is, how corrupt the system is, and access denied for reasons of national security. All these books, which are packed full of information that people can apply to themselves to be able to move forward at whatever level they are in their own life's journey and healing process. This is helpful information. They're on Audible, they're secured there, and they're secured on my website. And I encourage people to look into them and start applying it and realize because, and research further. The more you know, the more you see how inexcusable it is that we allow these perpetrators to manipulate us, and certainly how inexcusable it is that we allow them to traffic and harvest our children. We've got all the power. We need to start reclaiming it and taking personal responsibility for our lives.
I completely agree. And again, it sounds so easy because it is that easy. Okay. It's
It
just,
is.
it is just taking that step, having a firm belief, true intent, love in your heart, and fighting for what's right. And it couldn't be more simple than that to overthrow the thousands of years of bloodlines that pull the strings on this planet, Kathy, but one step at a time, right? One step at a time. Listen, this has been an awesome chat, Kathy. This has really been an awesome evening. And before we wind down, is there anything that we've not talked about that you would like to let everyone know about, or any just last little points that you feel like we've not covered?
Oh, there's so much more there, and
Okay.
there's again, the information's secured on my website,
Yeah.
and also I'm going to be in UK at the GSIC conference,
I'm going to
September
be a
10th through
G-Sec.
12th. Yeah,
I'm going to be a job.
I'm so excited.
I'll meet you at G-Sec, Kathy. I'm nerding out with Danny Henderson. Danny
I
Henderson.
love Danny
Danny
so
Henderson.
much. And,
She is my G. She is my G. Like, she is
yeah.
such a legend. Sorry, please talk about G-Sec. I nerded out there, completely nerded out there. So please, Kathy, tell us about G-Sec. Tell us what you're going to be doing there. Let's go.
Oh, I'm so excited. It brings a lot of truth to light from a vast array of angles. I'm looking forward to seeing David Icke again. It's been years since he and I have been together on a stage, and I'm looking forward to reuniting with him at GSIC. It's been a long time. A lot of truth comes to light at those conferences, and Danny Henderson just has a way of facilitating all that truth and making it comprehensible and fun for
Oh yeah.
people to embrace. It,
It's so
it,
cool.
it, it truth needs to be empowering, not overwhelming, and
Yeah.
GSIC allows for that.
I can't wait. It's gonna be so exciting. It's gonna
Yeah.
be so exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, listen, thank you so much, Kathy. I can't wait to talk to you again. And you know
Thank
what?
you so much.
I think with there being so many points in this, it might be worth me having a chat with you and like other parts that because I feel like we could be dialing into things that need to be spoken about in a lot more
Yes.
detail. I'm just not smart enough to know what they are. So we'll maybe have a little chat and we'll get something else planned where we dial in on a couple of the major factors that you can really. There won't be much of an interview. It'll just be me shutting up. Side chat, you'll love that. Okay. And we can dial in on things because there's a lot more I want to learn. And I think that would be awesome if we could work on that. But we'll be in touch, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you to the mods. Thank you to the admins. Thank you to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm back on Sean's channel in about 45 minutes with a member of SEAL Team 6 to go over Charlie Kirk and all of the horrors and conspiracies of the world. So come and join me there. Kathy, until next time, thank you so, so much. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.